Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Healthcare legislation takes center stage again today in Congress as the Senate continues debating the final piece of the reform puzzle. Senators are working on a reconciliation bill that would amend the legislation President Obama signed into law yesterday. Among the provisions that will remain unchanged, though, in 3 years, there will be an excise tax of 2.3% on sales of medical devices in the U.S. To consider the possible ramifications in Massachusetts, we turn this morning to Tom Sommer, president of the Massachusetts Medical Device Industry Council, or MassMedic. Tom, good morning, and thanks a lot for coming into the studio on this morning.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
As I understand it, you represent 400 medical device makers in the state. It's a huge industry in Massachusetts. How is the industry going to be affected by a new 2.3% excise tax?
Well, it's going to be very difficult, frankly. We have about 225 medical device companies. We have 400 members in our organization. It is a large industry, and it is very R&D intensive. So we are probably going to see some serious cuts in any kind of growth or expansion plans. But as importantly, I think we're going to see some cuts in research and development expenditures. That is the hallmark of the industry in Massachusetts. We're a very innovative med tech cluster. And so we're going to see, some reductions there, which is bad news.
Does that mean jobs will be cut?
There's that possibility. This provision of the law does not go into effect until 2013. So we've got over two and a half years to look at how to prepare for it. And I think during that time, there are going to be a lot of inspections as to where the cuts will need to be made.
Give us a sense of how important the medical device industry is in Massachusetts. How big is it?
Well, Massachusetts is home to the second largest concentration of medical device development and manufacturing in the nation. We have over 21,000 jobs in medical device companies, another 30,000 in related industries. So it has about a $7.5 billion impact on the state annually, and it is the kind of industry that state economic development officials are dying to attract to their state. So Massachusetts is quite lucky.
This has been one of the few expanding industries in Massachusetts. Might this tax mean that expansion will slow?
It could. I mean, we've been expanding at a rate of about 6.2% a year in the state in our annual sales, which are over $6 billion. And so as we look at ways to cut costs and to continue growth, we may very well look to reducing any expansion plans that are out there right now.
Okay, so how to deal with it? Why not just pass that 2.3% onto the people who buy medical devices so that there are no reductions in jobs and so that expansion can continue?
Well, that's certainly an option, and many companies will consider doing that. I think, frankly, it defeats the purpose of healthcare cost containment and really will put a lot of companies at competitive disadvantage.
What's the alternative?
Well, you know, at this point in time, we don't have anything as an industry that we're forwarding. We did not oppose health care reform in general. MassMedic or the industry nationwide never took a stand against health care reform. We fought very hard against this provision. At this point in time, we're looking at how it's going to be implemented and what kind of strategy we can consider to repeal some of the provisions.
Considering it's a national tax on medical device makers, does this tax put Massachusetts medical device manufacturers at a disadvantage nationally or not?
No, it applies to all medical devices. It applies to every state, obviously. So we're in the same boat as Minnesota, California, and the other states.
Since the tax does not go into effect for a couple of years, is there an immediate impact or not?
Not right away. No, well, we're going to wait for it to be implemented. So again, during that time period, we certainly will explore strategies to work this through.
Tom Sommer, president of the Massachusetts Medical Device Industry Council, or MassMedic, thanks a lot for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks very much.